Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
I've noticed that in life, we put a lot of faith in the things around us. We trust that when we go to our cars, they'll actually start. That when we turn on the heat or the air in our house, that it will function the way it was designed to function. Yet did you know that these things can fail from time to time? I've also noticed that when it comes to life, we really don't give life the focus that we should. You see, the Bible is very clear that if we continuously live our life without Jesus, then what we see around us is the best that it's going to get. The faulty battery, the broken down car, the shattered relationships, the continuous struggles in life, that's the best we get. But take a look at what Paul says in Colossians chapter 2. You were dead because of your sins, and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ. For he forgave all your sins. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. Did you see what I just said? Did you hear this? Without Jesus, we are spiraling downward without hope, with a lack of victory in our lives. But Jesus stepped in on your account, on my account, to give us a better way. He offers forgiveness by canceling the wrongs that we've done. Would you take a moment today and ask Jesus to come into your life? This is Chris Gray. I'm encouraging you, go the distance.